Hi, I'm Pastor Joel of Heart City Church. We're considering this passage in James chapter 4, verses 13 to 15, where the apostle writes, "Come now, you who say, today or tomorrow we will go into such and such a town and spend a year there and trade and make a profit, yet you do not know what tomorrow will bring. What is your life? For you are like a mist that appears for a little time and then vanishes. Instead, you ought to say, if the Lord wills, we will live and do this or that." In chapter 4, James has been teaching us that in order to be exalted by God, we must learn to humble ourselves before Him. And in this scene, James is revealing anti-humble postures that we're prone to. We've seen how James has been directing us towards humility as we plan our future. We first saw that humility requires acknowledgement of God's sovereignty over our lives. There's nothing wrong, my friends, with making plans for the future, but we cannot do that without thought of God and His purposes in our lives. The most important thing is not our plans for our lives, but God's plans for our lives. So in humility, we recognize that our plans are always subject to change. Second, we admit our frailty. We're like steam that comes out of a tea kettle. We vanish away. So we need to be living our lives with a different profit motive. We have an eternal profit mindset. Missionary Jim Elliot said, "Well, he is no fool who loses what he cannot keep to gain what he cannot lose." And the third thing James wants to expose is the folly of excluding the will of God from our plans. We're prone to say, "I'm going to move here, I plan to get this job, I'm going to save up and buy this," and James interrupts us and says, verse 15, "Instead, you ought to say, if the Lord wills, we will live and do this or that." Before we ponder this any further, let me note there's a tendency in some people to be neurotic about this. You'll meet some Christians and they'll finish almost every sentence with, "Lord willing, Lord willing." Is that what James is telling us to do here? If these merchants had simply said, "Lord willing," at the end of their planning, would that have solved the problem? Simply punctuating every statement with, "Lord willing," is not the point. Saying, "Lord willing," 80 times a day actually indicates a spirit of hysteria. If we use the phrase, "Lord willing," like a protective talisman, that instead actually reveals a failure to trust the Lord. The real question, my friend, for these merchants and for you and I, comes from our Lord Jesus. Jesus is asking us every day as we make our plans. Jesus is saying, "Is it true that you want my will to be done in your life here on earth as my will is done in heaven?" Jesus is saying, "Is this your deep passion? Or are you just mouthing the words to my prayer?" And I think it's important to remember that Jesus is not asking us to do anything He did not do Himself. Jesus took on our flesh, He walked our earth, and He ever lived to do His Father's will. And we can thank God that He did, and at great cost to Himself. In the Garden of Gethsemane, as He faced the prospect of going to the cross for our sins, as He felt the cup of God's righteous judgment being pressed into His hand, it is evident from the blood that our Savior sweat, and from His cries that His Father take it away, that there was nothing in His human nature that could ever want to drink that down to the dregs. But Jesus ended that prayer, "Not my will, but yours be done." Jesus shows us by His perfect life how to live as those submitted to God's will. And He also did it in His death. And it is now our turn to live as sons and daughters of the Father on earth during this brief little time we have. Now we may ask, "Well, Joel, but how can I know the Lord's will, what is the Lord's will for my life is? Is there a guide that would give me direction on how to live?" I'm glad you asked. You see, God will not hide His will from anyone who earnestly seeks it, because it is God's deep desire, not just that we know His will, but that we walk in His will. And yes, my friend, He has given us a guide to know His will. Jesus actually says in Matthew 4:4, that man shall not live on bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. God has given us our Bibles to guide us, and by feeding on His word daily, By attending to the preaching of it in a local congregation, we will find out what the will of the Lord is for our lives. No, the Bible's not going to tell us if God wants us to move here or there or to take that job or other specifics. But the Bible will guide us in wisdom. It will reveal the big picture, the spiritual reality, that we cannot see with these earthly eyes. To the church in Colossae, Paul will add how he never ceases to pray that they be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. So I'll add that after receiving God's word, we then need to pray it over our lives, and by God's grace, we'll see it being worked out to the glory of God. My friend, remember who you are and who you belong to.